out here this morning.
30 over here at Pelham.
High this weekend's what? Only is like 36 in Greenville, right?
Yeah, it'd be perfect temperatures for snow.
When it snowed years ago, Susan was the only one that would be there at the restaurant on time, because usually I would take her. And then I bet they're gonna be, struggling this weekend.
Non-existent. They won't even try to come in.
Be closed. KN4 TSW. Order in a 45-foot boom lift for this morning, and it sounds like somebody's gonna be cold up in there. Graduated from that.
Been fun in his red Corvette here this morning. Spend money on those things.
All right.
A couple of times. And a friend of mine I worked with at Honeywell bought a brand new one. And we went out for a ride. And this thing had literally less than 100 miles on it. And the entire interior just squeaked and rattled and made noise over every little bump in the road. It was terrible. I would never spend money on something with such poor fit and finish.
The ride in for comfort too. The only thing they got going for them is acceleration, and your EVs now can match that.
Yes, the exotic sports cars are all hybrids now because they need the electric motor to help with off the line acceleration because the gas engines just can't do it anymore. An electric motor that has a very, very large, powerful motor with a very small battery, and it's just enough to get you to, you know, off the line a couple of times, but it's only a couple of kilowatt hours in the battery, but it's like a, you know, 200 horsepower motor, and they need that to get their 0 to 60 times down below 3 seconds.
Say 7-3, roll it down to the gate. There's a truck in the way, so I'll catch up with you guys later. You guys have a good one. KN4 TFW.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day and be warm. KO4HK.
Great day. Be safe. WTJKT.
I like sports cars as much as the next guy because of the go fast, but I'm more of a truck guy myself. Let's see how much work we can get done.
Mr. Guy was doing some traffic stuff. Come again.
I said I like sports cars as much as the next person, but I'm more of a truck guy. Let's see how much work we can get done.
Yeah, I like my truck a lot more than I like any sports car because I can actually do stuff with it, and it is nice to drive. It's a great ride.
I like to sit up when I drive. I don't like all the slanted windshields and laying down while you're trying to drive. I just don't like that.
I had a P2 Volvo several years ago, a 2001 XC70, and that car had the best driver seat I have ever had in a car to this day. Like, I have never had a car since then that was that comfortable and great to ride in.
That's the way I am about my pickup truck. I like the way it sits. I don't like the newer ones because they got that slanted windshield, even like my Excursion. It's got the slanted windshield and got the big A-pillar, which, you know, blocks part of your view. So I just don't care for all that. I'd rather just have a truck that was out of the 80s and 90s and be done with it, where you can set up and see something.
75 F-100.
73 to 79 are my favorite Ford trucks altogether. So, that's just an old bench seat in it and 4-speed, and I'm happy.
Company truck, it's terrible. You can't see that.
The green F-100, I think it was like a 75 or 74 or something like that. I know they made it about the year I was born, and it was just a bench seat, had a 3-speed on the column, and nothing. It didn't even have a radio in it.
Ken, yeah, I get what you're saying. The A-pillar is so wide on that, blocks part of your view. In the sitting posture, like Eric's saying, it's just not good. I just don't like the new stuff. I'd rather have that old stuff. And Eric, the F-100, They made that body style from 73 to 79. So they're all the same. And you can get it with different combinations of 4-speed in the floor, 3-speed on the column, or automatic.
79 model, they called it a 4-speed overdrive. It was on the floor, but it was kind of like you're having a 5th or a 6th gear.
Drive, standard, 3 out of 3, NC9B.
I'm out of here for sure this time. KN4TFW. Everybody have a safe day.
You can. Have a great day, buddy. Yeah, I learned to drive on a 3-speed on the column. I love driving those.
Hey, Ken. Good to hear you in there. Sorry I couldn't chat longer. I'm on a different schedule today. But yeah, I wish they'd bring it back. If I had my druthers to do over again, I would have got this truck in a G56 transmissions manual instead of getting the automatic. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Gex. It makes a great theft deterrent device also.
Some guys that are out there convert them over. They'll do a conversion for you. Take the automatic out and put a G56 in, but by the time you're paying all that, you might just buy a new truck, huh? Of course, who wants a new one?
I did a few of the pickup trucks, like my 97 crew cab, from automatic to straight drive. It's not terrible, but it's not fun either.
Up and I'm going to call her and see what's going on this morning. So, I'll say 73 to you guys. Have a great day and be safe. And I'll probably catch you guys tomorrow morning on my way in. All right, talk to you later. W2JKT, I'll be clear on your final.
73X, be careful out there. Have a great day. KO4HK.
Have a great day and stay warm. And see you 9B.
How are you running today?
Look at this. They got me going to the office there, and I'm picking up a load at the office and taking it up to GE up at Spartanburg Highway.
Staying close to home, then.
Something else on top of that. I'm not going to get that many hours in.
Obey the speed limit going up 25 now, where they've got it down to 35 mile an hour.
For how heavy the load is. I'm not sure which truck they got me driving today. I hope it's a Volvo. And to do a lot better on the hill, you know what I mean.
So this weekend? But it is what it is.
We're supposed to have our winter gala this Saturday for the company, and I wondered if it get that much snow, are they going to cancel it, reschedule, or what?
They'll get any snow down there.
The models are saying it's going to be all of upstate South Carolina, too. It'll be interesting.
Be interesting.
Dinner for the day.
Here, try to teach these kids something.
Patrick, don't let them kids tell you otherwise.
No.
I already know it. I guess my daughter's got the magic touch. I let her drive my truck this weekend while we were in Charleston. I took Mama's car, and the engine light was still on from the actuator. And the actuator's not been on for 2 days. Check engine light's not been on for 2 days. So I probably just jinxed the heck out of it, but you never know.
I was out there beating on it, and that's why it's not all now, because she's out there running it way harder than you do.
She's running harder than I do. Yeah, that's the way she drives. My goodness. I tell her, every time I ride with her, I tell her about it. It is to no avail.
One ear and out the other.
I didn't comprehend the thing of coasting. You know, anticipating you need to stop and not over accelerating. She don't understand that. It's either gas or brake. That's all she knows.
Son is the exact same way.
It's tough on a car. Wear brake shoes, your brakes, transmission, the valves, everything. It's just, I don't know.
Around on them all the time isn't good for them either. It causes soot to build up in places it shouldn't and that kind of stuff. So it's good to get on them every once in a while, but not every time you're moving.
Like you said, driving this truck back and forth is, you know, gets it hot enough to burn everything. I worried about it earlier. It's so cold, the engine temperature wasn't getting above 158. I got it up to 192 right now, so I guess we're doing better.
Going home, going up to a good place to get on it a little bit and clean everything out. Now you can't do that. You got to putz up the mountain, so it makes it even worse.
So, well, you're getting to work late today, are you?
Set.
Go ahead.
I don't have to be here until 7:30. A parking spot now.
Go down and crank the heaters up. Get everything situated for them.
15 degrees over here.
Well, that's kind of interesting. It was 21 degrees at the house where I left. It was 21 at the bottom of the hill. Over here at, I guess, Traveler's Rest. Interesting. 15 there, though, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm up here in the forest right here at the ranger station, right on the edge of the river, so it gets cold.
Does that drive to Greenville every morning?
It was nice to get on the radio with everybody and just have a good trip down the mountain, and then in the afternoon have time to unwind before you got home.
Yeah. That's the nice part about it, having to drive it, though, something. That's a good part, but being able to get on the radio. I just wish they had a little bit better coverage up there in the mountain. Probably today will be my only day working this week. Again.
Any work?
Well, besides I've got my wife's got a doctor's appointment Wednesday. She's got to go. She has to have a driver, so I got a driver. Thursday, not Wednesday. I'm always waiting to say. A Thursday, she's got a procedure, so I'm a driver and take her home. And that darn strap was in the road the other day when I passed over it.
I'll leave the doctor next week, and I changed radio. Can you still hear me pretty good?
You talked to Miss Lee, tell her we said, hey, we're still going to do dinner one day. I hate that we decided to go to your neck of the woods over in Brevard to see if you decide to go to Traveler's Rest, or should I say, Easley.
Leon, can you hear me pretty good?
It's HD and C9V.
I'm from my crossband repeater at the house.
Nice setup. You know, it's kind of cool being able to do that.
It's not perfect yet.
Is it at the house?
Yes.
Right there.
Hit my 710 at the house.
It's working pretty good for you. Just got that one little spot. You run the high power in the HD?
Right. I pay on mine.
Cannot be your sweet spot. I didn't get you to that. You got a dropped out a couple times, and when you were in there, you couldn't hear it. It's too much static.
Give me just a second.
A second or two? Maybe 15 or 20.
Quick.
Set of beams at the house and turn the beams towards your work. That way you'll be able to get in and out. And then it'll probably still be bouncing it off the quarry to get back to the repeater. It'll need a little bit more to get from where you were at to the house. Imagine if you had one of them teardrop antennas. You could put it on the Hershey's Kiss antennas. Put on something metal, you'd probably be good to go.
Working.
that frequency and you'll be good. Might as well stand out in the cold. Windows closest to your house. Just in that fringe area there where I can't pick it up. Can't quite make it out. NC9B.